last thing is I just want a shout out to my friend Gary there in Vancouver, who is listening, and he asked me this morning on the webcam. In fact, everybody on the ham cam was just riveted. They wanted to know everything. Of course, it had made the news all around the world. Gary is listening from Toronto. There may be others from the ham cam that are listening. Anyway, so they particularly want to make sure that Rob and Stan were okay as they come. Both of them have been in the room and met some of the guys. Okay, I've got nothing else. I've got to run out early. I've got a lot of yard work to do, and I better get started because it's going to take me till it starts raining here to get things done. With that, thank you very much, Joe, for ending it. And over to KH6ML. This is AH6GT.
AH6GT, Kilo Hotel 6, Mike Lima. Made a couple of changes and updates to the document under ham notices. Added the PL op, the PL to it, so if people don't have that already, they could have that. Not a lot going on here. Slowly but surely getting in touch with people. I was finally able to a third party here that my friend and Chef Gerard did get out okay. His house is a total loss as well in Lahaina, so pretty sad. I'm going to be going to work to keep my mind. Yesterday it was very easy to keep myself busy and occupied my mind, doing ham radio, that stuff, building that list and doing coordination for family and things like that. So today I'm going to go to work to try to get some things squared away as well. I'm going to wait a bit before I go over to Maui, although I do have a friend of mine that's sailing a boat over tomorrow, and he's loading it up with propane tanks, fix the flat, battery chargers, and things like that. And he'll come into not Lahaina proper, outside of it, and dingy things in order to support his family that lives in the Napili area. So I'll probably go down this afternoon, help load up things and help with that. Things, relief efforts are happening, but from what I'm hearing, it's just such a mass loss, and with only two ways in and out, even with the helicopter support that's going on right now, it's going to take a bit to get people squared away, let alone resituated. So my aloha to everybody. Thanks for being in the ham radio community. One time only, thanks. And this is KH6ML passing it on to Curtis, WH6KM.
KH6ML, WH6KM. Okay, very good. Thanks, Joe, for this morning's net. Yeah, also very busy today. I'm going to have to run. But I just wanted to check in and see what the latest news was, and just say good morning to everybody. Anyway, everybody have a great day, and we'll catch you guys all later on. A6RT, W86KM, aloha.
A6RT, Mike?
Copy, 1-2-3.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Joe, how are you? Thanks for taking in that A6RT. And yeah, got to run out, but thank you for taking the net, and just running off a different rig right now. Just trying to play around, and the wife went out the door, so I better run. All right, everybody take care, stay safe, catch you guys later on. Over to April, WH7WZ, KH6RT.
Is April talking?
No, she's not, Joe.
April, WH7WZ, KH6T. Anything, Rob?
I don't hear anything from April.
Okay, go ahead, pick it up.
Okay, AH6T in the group, KH6PXM. Well, it's a beautiful day here. The fires are still going pretty strong in certain places. I just got a text message from my boss, and the job site has been shut down for the entire week. And tomorrow's payday, so he said he would meet us somewhere around Target down in Kahului to disperse our checks, and that we could file for unemployment this week under partial temporary unemployment. He doesn't know about next week. Hopefully we can get back to work. We have no water here in Kula. Our water is completely off, and so I'm not sure when that's going to get back on. Iris called the water department, and they said maybe sometime Monday, but whenever they say that, it never happens. Currently at 76.6 degrees outside of the shack with 46% relative humidity. Barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.12. 3 mph breeze out of the southeast with a 7 mph breeze out of the south by southwest in the last hour. And the overnight low is 56 degrees. So that's the weather here. Beautiful sunny day. Lots and lots of, you can see it in the daylight where the fire was and where the fire is still raging actually in certain spots above and to the north of me on the side of Haleakala. So it's still up in the air there with those things in those areas. And the no water part is a bummer, but at least we have power. So I don't have to run my inverter off of my truck to run the radios. So, and I am monitoring the 14694 repeater, and of course this frequency. Jack is monitoring 7080 upper sideband. I'll go over there and see if he's around. But other than that, it's just a continuation. And those poor people in Lahaina, I really, my heart goes out to them. Over to you, Stan, KH6HHG, KH6PXM.
Okay, Rob, KH6PXM and Annette, 3006 Hotel, Hotel Golf. And Annette, and good morning to all. Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking Annette. And so forth. One good news over here, we've got rain. Boy, got some rain. It started last night at 0.06 inches of rain, and this morning at midnight, 0.23 inches. So a total of rain in the past, let's say, maybe 12 hours or so, we had 0.29 inches, almost a third of an inch of rain, which is great because there's a fire above us here. I had just contacted briefly. I got to talk to him. There's a ham up there in Olinda, on the very top of Olinda Road. His name is Bob, KA6FX. Bob Burdock is up there, and I guess he's doing okay. And he's above that fire line above Seabury Hall over here. So, anyway, that should be enough for the weather report right now. The winds are calm, actually. They're coming out of north-northeast about 12 miles per hour. Yeah, we do have, my daughter reported that their restaurant is in not a good shape because all the employees, most of the employees, especially the restaurant managers, have lost their homes, and a lot of the waiters and so forth have lost their homes. So anyway, that's the situation over there in Lahaina. Also reported 36 fatalities so far has been counted, and so forth. So that's another high number. That's not good. And that's about it there. Let me see. One more thing, Michael, if you're listening, the VOAD repeater, 176.72, there's also a PL on it. There's a PL of 100. That is also needed information to access that repeater. Okay, other than that, nothing much more. Over to Bert. VA3GDD. Yeah, we are good there, Gary. Okay, over to Bert. K6HI on the net. Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Hotel Golf. Over.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. K6HD on the net, K6HI. Also, our hearts go out to all of those people that have been affected by this super tragedy. It's gotten worldwide coverage, and really, really a shame. Unfortunately, the rain that you're getting there, Stan, didn't affect Lahaina. There hasn't been any rain over there. There's been 270 structures, from what I heard on the news this morning, that have been destroyed pretty much. And there's been over 30 people that have actually lost their lives. So, yeah, we're keeping all of them in our prayers today. Well, here in Makakilo this morning, 79 degrees outside, 81 in a shack. We got 58% humidity. And the winds have backed off, averaging 6 miles an hour, peaking 19 generally out of the northeast. So that's the weather forecast. And yeah, we'll just keep it moving here. Pass it on to Bill, KH6BI, and the net, KH6HI.
Thanks, Bert, KHHI, K6BI. Thanks, Joe, for running the net today. I'll give you guys the updates from the Waimea perspective. Still windy, misty rain. The rain is nice, as Stan said. It's 20, gusting to 30. I'll give you the report on the fires. Went down to Kauai High yesterday afternoon to fix our canoes. They got blown off of their racks. It was still gusty down there. It was gusting well up to 50 yesterday afternoon, blowing the sand all over the place and white caps all over the bay. We could see it on the camera, and it was all down there. Smells like smoke. They've opened up all the roads, but you can tell the fire went right up to the hotel and to the residences at the Mauna Kea. And I'm glad Sadiq's place is okay. They reopened all the houses up in Kohala Ranch as well. So we're doing better. As you may have heard last night, I mentioned on the Aries Net that there were two fires out of Pahala, one in Kau, and one was a cooking fire, and one was intentionally set by a guy on a green ATV. So we've got some arsons in the community here. Glad to hear things are getting better on Maui, and terrible, terrible news with what's going on over there. Over to you, Glenn, A6EI, K6BI.
Okay, I was having a hard time following all that, Bill. So much information. Good morning to everyone. Rob, and I don't know if the same is true for you, Stan, about the water being off. I'm wondering how come it's not running if you have power. Is it because your tank and pumping situation is on the other side where the fire is? Just wondering. Usually they pump the water up to a tank above you folks, and then gravity feed it down to the home. So I wonder if that could be more clear, or just an interruption of the equipment, not related to the fire. But anyway, Bill, thanks for that information. You know, I think on the Big Island, the fire and civil defense people did very well. And I think evacuations were heated, and the situation seems to be better controlled. Now, in Lahaina, I remember that when I was, actually there was elementary school yet, I was in a judo club with the church in Hilo, and we went to Lahaina for a judo tournament. And this is Lahaina before it got fully developed, but it's still the old section. And I remember that there was, besides the church and its hall, where we slept, I think, and did our tournament, there are homes all around that section. So, but it's not in the waterfront area itself. So I presume that all that is also being affected or burned, actually. I still cannot understand how come so many people died. I mean, it's like 36 is the number I heard. And what I heard also being said by authorities, is not hearsay or social media, that they expect the number to greatly increase. I cannot understand why more evacuation notice was not given to the area before the fire actually reached the homes. I cannot understand that. It seemed like the people didn't have any warning. And you know, if you're inside your house, unless you look outside or smell smoke or whatever, you may not know, although the wind should have been blowing toward them, including the smoke too. Anyway, by the time you hear the crackling, it's probably too late. Over to Uncle Bob, I think, is on the list.
Yeah. Over to you, Uncle Bob.
AH6EI.
AH6EI in the net, AH6J. Good copy on you, Glenn. And, yeah, well, there's a lot of speculation that can be done about what the problems were. My guess, and we've had this problem basically since we came to the state back in 1964, is that the road structure is just not sufficient to have good evacuation in times of emergency. We saw it on Oahu. We saw it over on this island, and as a matter of fact, we've seen it everywhere. There's just not enough infrastructure. Needs to be developed a little bit more. Enough of my jawing here. I did get a hold of Josh Johnson, KE5MHB, who's the emergency coordinator for ARRL, gave me a call this morning, and they are aware of the situation at headquarters, and he got a hold of Joe Speroni and had a very long talk with him. So we have the support of ARRL, and I see that both Red Cross and Salvation Army are responding to the problem, and giving some support. Let me get a quick weather report. 75 degrees, 87% humidity, which was a little high. 70 was the low, 86 was the high. That was probably yesterday. 29.98 and going up on the pressure. And my noise at this frequency at the moment is an S2, which is really pretty good. We did have rain showers overnight, so everything is pretty much wet at the moment, and we got light winds and overcast, gray overcast. No fluffy clouds or anything. And they've got a long list, so I'm going to go on here to Doug. Everybody stay safe. Watch your back. K6AU, and thank you, Joe, for taking the net. K6U, 86J.
Okay, Bob, A86J, K86U. We're here in Kailua, Oahu. It's a pretty day, partly cloudy. Oh, it's at about 83 degrees. And yeah, we've been watching the news. Glad to, I spent a lot of time in Lahaina and Napili some years ago. It's been a while since I've been on, what was it, Dickinson, I think, Road. It's been a while. Let me turn it over to Sam, W86GVN, KH6U.
KH6U, W86GVN. Was relieving this morning to get some nice rain showers here in Kahului. Looking over at Stan's area, or that general area, the north side of Maui. Yeah, it's good to see. It looked like really cloudy. I thought there was still fire going, but hopefully it was just the storm passing over it. So it's hard to tell what's going on over there at this time. Hopefully the rain helps improve the air quality. It's pretty nasty right now. Yeah, I don't know. Were there any sirens out there on that side of the island? I'm not really too familiar with it. Yeah, most people with these kind of things, it's always the smoke inhalation and people not knowing where to go, because, you know, Lahaina is right along the coast. It's only one road in, one road out, and I don't know, it's terrible. Down by, there's donations of non-perishable food, bottled water, hygiene items, and blankets. They're being accepted at the War Memorial Complex from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Those wishing to donate should enter the complex through Kanaloa Avenue and drop off donations at the field on the left. And with that, I'm available after the net to help test any of the repeaters in Maui. I'm set up to be able to hit a good amount of them, so if you need help with that, let me know. Other than that, let's pass it on over to Clem, KH7HQ. This is W6GVN.
WH6GVN, K782, thank you, Sam. Good morning, everybody, on the morning net, and hello, net, and Joe, thank you for running net. Yeah, it's a little bit overcast here. The temperature is 82 degrees. The humidity is very low, 67%. And the barometer pressure is 30.15 and rising. No rain, and my winds here are coming in from north-northeast. Approximately 4 to 5 miles an hour, so slight breeze. Okay, with that, let me pass it to Will, WH6IBM, K87H on NF.
Okay, Clem, thank you. K87HO from K86IMB. Good morning to all. That fire sure spread fast, so surprising. And it just tore everything all apart because the infrastructure there must be totally shot. And everybody seems to be doing okay. And that just shows the resiliency of people that they're cooperating. Maui is the reason that they say that. So hang in, everybody, and pay attention. That's all everybody has been warning. Because this thing ain't over yet. Anyway, be careful, everyone. Over to Michael. Michael, this might be the first time we've contacted WH600 in such a unique call sign. My name is Will Whiskey in Dia Lima.
I'm on the island of Hawaii.
Big island.
In a place called Volcano.
Over to you, Michael.
WH6ZZ86IMB,
over.
Well, the events are just sobering, and I'm still processing. The deaths are just devastating, and there must be a lot more injuries. I think Sam mentioned lack of sirens. There's probably no sirens, and the single road. The lack of warning is really something to think about, and how do you prepare for stuff that, you know, no one was prepared for fire. And so we got to think about that. Well, I'm thinking about that anyway. Colonel Bobby posted the Mauna Kea VOAD and with that, and it's active. Thanks for posting that, and I will check it out. That's the 14672 repeater on Mauna Kea, and it's activated by the governor in emergency. Let's see, Rob, you got no water, and that's another thing to put onto my prep list. Now for wind events, you know, and what are the impacts of wind? More than I ever thought. And fire. Bill, thanks for the report. And eyes on in the Kauai area. That's a good visual, appreciate it. And I got your photo, Bill, of your hex beam mast damage. And I'll take a closer look at that. Thanks for that, for posting that. The weather here is similar to Bill's, but I have a different microclimate. On the edge of the cloud here, damp conditions, it's still blustery. Weather at 9:20, it was 67 degrees, relative humidity 93. The wind was 6 to 14 miles an hour, with gusts to 24. I had a wind gust last night, 1800 of 68 miles an hour. The winds have dropped considerably, but it's still a little bit blustery. Good to hear everybody. And over to Gary. Hey, hope everything is okay. Got your email as well. Hope all is well with you, and my best to the wife. Over to Gary, K86GM, K86DK.
Thanks, Victor, K86DK and the net, K6GN. Yeah, we were up in Waimea. Wife had a medical procedure yesterday, and missed a number of the nets, but she's doing good, so that's a good part. Sorry to hear so much about the other fires and everything. The Maui losses, it's just, I mean, the photographs are just devastating. It's amazing. Anyway, this is K6GM in Nanole, Hamakua Coast, 20 miles north of Hilo. And it had been mostly dry here for quite a while, but we did get some rain today. 73 degrees right now. 91% humidity, wind southwest 3 to 5, gusts to 11. So our winds were a couple of days ago. Hasn't been super breezy here. But 0.46 inches of rain in the last 24 hours, which is very good. Happy to see that. 70 to low, 73 to high, 76 in the shack. 450 watts per meter squared and about 200 right now. So pretty gray and dim out there. Looks a lot like the picture I just posted. So anyway, that's about all I got. Long list. Let people who have more useful things to comment on say it. I am curious about the siren issue. I would think if you kept running a siren, people would come out of their houses and look. But I don't know. Maybe just people weren't there. I don't know what's going on. It'd be interesting to see the hot wash of how things shake out of that and what their takeaways are. So thanks a lot, Joe, for doing it. And thanks for all the reports from everybody and everybody trying to help out as best they can. Over to you, Mark, W6GPU, K6GM.
Mahler, Gary, K6GM, just Mark, W6GPU.
I have everyone, T5 and everything, so that's good.
Thanks, Joe, for doing the net.
Yeah, sorry to hear about the fire. I put a couple little postings there because I have family in California, the fire part of California,
north and south of it there. And
the firm map, they're glued to that all the time. It tells you from the NASA satellites where the fires are, if they're growing or shrinking, and you make your own call. Yeah, I heard a lot of people had issues on Lahaina and what happened to, you know, the general civil preparedness. I put the old story there of the old Lahaina fire. It took a police officer and the locals and everything to stop it and alert everything. Nowadays, after Alexander Baldwin kind of destroyed Lahui there, there's almost no cooperation between the locals and plantation workers. They don't have plantations anymore there. And in reflection, I guess the Oha trustee, I won't name her and everything, blamed it all on the Haoles and the colonialists and everything, but I just call her the Kamalama Hupo, the dumb caring person there. In reality, it's just people got to practice some civil defense and take care of themselves. With that, I'll turn it over to Jeremy, A6B. This is Mark, W6GPU.
Okay, Mark. All right, don't know where to go with that. I think the politics and this will all come later, after the wash. Anyway, I want to remember Lahaina from the last century, since that's the last time I was there. It's very, very heartbreaking. Okay, mark me down for last time. I'm going to duck out of here. Thanks for everything. Aloha to everybody, and back to the top. AH6T, AH6V.
Okay, Jeremy, well, thanks for stopping by this morning. Have a good day. A6D and the Aloha Net A6T. Is there anybody else that would like to join us here at the bottom of this first round?
Alpha Hotel 6 Uniform.
Alpha Hotel 6 Uniform. Good morning, Arch. Take a turn.
Good morning, Joe, AH6T and the Ohana AH6U. Just been listening a little bit. A couple things. No sirens were ever set off. To my knowledge, at least the one across the street from my house never went off. And from what I was under the impression from many years ago when they were having problems with the sirens that they are controlled by, of all things, someplace on the mainland. So I don't know if that's still true today. If that's the case, nobody knew, but that is a good question, why those sirens never went off, because they should have, that's for sure. As far as getting caught by the fire, from what I understand, this thing went up like Clark Griswold's Christmas tree and Christmas Vacation. It was just poof. And it wasn't much longer than that that it made its way through town. And this is another issue for, they need another road out of Lahaina. This single two-lane thing is ridiculous. I found myself in Lahaina a couple weeks ago for something, and it took me an hour and a half to get from Lahaina to Mauawaea, and there was no reason for other than people were watching surfers because the surf was up about 3-4 feet and whatever. There was no wreck, no anything, and there was times where it was just at a standstill. This is a normal day at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I can't imagine what those people were going through trying to get out of that town. I mean, they just got to a point and it just stopped. There's nothing they could do unless they were up on that above bypass road out of the danger zone. They were pretty well screwed if they were down along that beachway. Okay, other than that, a glimmer of hope. I've been scrutinizing some of the video that's been posted on NBC. It's nice that you can stop, you can pause it, and actually look at the pictures that have been taken. Not too great, they go pretty fast. But I will say, it does look kinda, hopefully, like that banyan tree may survive. I mean, it's not burned up to where it's just sticks. I obviously, there are some places on it that are, but for the most part, it didn't look bad. And you know, as resilient as some of the plant life is here in the islands, I'm just hopeful that it'll be all right. You never know. But other than that, yeah, those people have some serious problems over there. I wish them well. I would like to offer the services of people that need to contact family and whatnot, but there's nothing going on this side really to warrant that. I still have cell service, so I'm pretty sure that anybody across the street over there in the recreation center that they're using for a shelter, I'm sure they all have cell service and whatnot. Okay, with that, I'll say 73 Joe, it's just one time. And everybody take care. A6T, A6Q.
Very good, Arch. Thank you for joining us. A6Q, A6T with the Aloha Net. Is there anybody else who wants to join before we go to the second round?
Whiskey Hotel 7, Whiskey Zulu.
I need a relay on that one.
Whiskey Hotel 7, Whiskey Zulu.
Whiskey Hotel 7, Whiskey Zulu. Take a turn.
Thank you, Joe. 6T, this is my thought about what happened as well. I think that there's so many propane tanks down in Lahaina servicing businesses that I feel that many of the explosions that started fires that actually spread that fast were due to propane. And I'm hoping that there's some way we would get that Haleakala repeater to organize a system from Maui where we could help as hams locate family members, because I've seen some of the comments on the videos that are like on YouTube from family members and stuff. There's still a need for that, and I appreciate everybody's remarks. You know, Peter, thank you so much for your remarks, DK. And regarding the water, I put in a backup catchment system even though I'm on county water here, just because we've had our county water go down with high winds, which means a tree went over the power source to our well. And so it was years ago, and it wasn't that expensive. It's not a huge system, but I guess I still spent about $6,000, $7,000 to put it in. Just think it's a good idea. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much for everybody helping, and I am going to be on the Mauna Kea repeater later today. Aloha, and over and out, back to the net, W87WZ.
Okay, so this is only one round, right? Second round is going to be our final round today, and then I'll open for comments at the very end. We've got the first five people who've gone QRT, so we'll start with Rob, and then, let's see. From there, we go right on down, and Mark, when it's GPU, you pass it back to me. So for the second and final round, K6PXM, A860.
Okay, A860, K86PXM. Well, I have a comment to make about sirens. I was at the job site, which is right across the highway. The bypass road goes all the way across it, above Lahaina Town, and then it makes a very sharp 90-degree turn and goes down the hill past the sugar mill stack. go by Lahaina Luna Road.
The fire started up above the highway, the bypass road, in that subdivision right below the high school at Lahaina Luna, at the top of Lahaina Luna Road. I was at my job site and could see the fire. I saw it start. 10 to 15 minutes later, the fire trucks got there and put it out. At least they thought they put it out. But you have to understand something. The wind was blowing at a minimum of 50 miles an hour steady, with gusts from 70 to 80 miles an hour. No matter what they did, that fire spread. Okay, and if there were sirens, nobody could hear them. Nobody could hear anything. You couldn't even hear a person standing next to you yelling at you, okay? So sirens would have been worthless. And at that point, once the fire started going, it took out all the power lines and phone lines, and there was no way to contact anybody to let them know to get the hell out of there, because the fire was coming down on them like a freight train. So sirens are worthless when you're in the middle of a hurricane force winds at 70 to 80 mile per hour gusts with steady 50 to 60 miles an hour. So you can't fault anybody. I'm sure they tried. 73 Aloha, thanks, Joe. Over to Stan, KH6HHG, KH6PXM.
Okay, thank you, Rob. KH6PXM and Annette Kilo, Hotel 6, Hotel, Hotel Golf. And thanks for everybody for your comments and so forth. Yeah, it is rather difficult over here. I think the sirens are really, I think it was controlled by Haima, and I don't know if they were even notified that there was a fire there in the west side there, and so forth. Here's another thought. We had a MARC meeting last night, and somebody made a comment. One of the hams was trying to help with the Red Cross and to see if they needed communications for ham radio. And they rejected that idea because they have cell phones. They have satellite phones that were distributed. And so that means, you know, all the services are really not needed at Red Cross installations and so forth. So I was kind of surprised with that. And also one of our, a person that is sort of trying to help us with EARC, Everett, and I'm sure that some of you know Everett over here. He's also lived in Lahaina and Lahaina Luna Road, and his house was destroyed too. So anyway, he's also working at the EOC while his home was being destroyed. Okay, with that, nothing much more. One comment there, Glenn. No, we do have water supply. There is a fire above about a mile away from me, and this is why I said they'll raise a welcome over here, and because of the fire above me, about a mile. So hopefully this rain will help squelch that fire, one of the many that is still going on here on Maui. Okay, with that, thanks Joe for the net. Have a good rest of the day to all. We'll catch all of you as we can. Okay, 6HI in the net. Kilo Hotel 6, Hotel Hotel Golf. Aloha to all.
Yeah, 5786, K86H and that K86HI. Yeah, all of that information is very good. And hopefully, as far as water supplies are concerned, the pumps need water at the source, or rather, the pumps need electricity at the source where they're located on the tanks. And so you may not have any issues in your area, but if the tank is located in an area where it's lost power, then you're not going to get any water, so that's for sure. Okay, well, 73 is a lot, everybody, and we'll keep everything going in here. People are getting lots of comments from people on the mainland and so forth, friends that have been looking at all of this. We're going to head off to Foodland here in a little while. They have the ability to they're taking donations for food and stuff like that, so we're going to help out in that way. 73, everyone take care. This is KH6HI, turning it over to KH6 Bravo India.
Thanks, Bert. K6HI, K6BI. Long list, all that can pass. Thanks, Joe, for running the net. Nice to see everybody on there, and great to see the community working together. Over to you, Glenn, A6EI, K6BI.
Okay. Thanks for all the comments, everyone. Appreciate it. And the information. Boy. It just really reinforces what Lydia and I try to do. It's kind of be aware of what's around you, looking at the sky and the wind and so forth, periodically, not just hunker down inside, watch the TV or your computer or whatever. So, you know, I guess we have to be our own responsible to catch what's going on. You would think the people would have noticed what is coming down, and I think they had enough time to drive police cars around with a bullhorn or even their siren, because that's what they do over here. They send all the police cars down into a tsunami or other prone area, including the beach areas where people camp, and to give them warning, because they won't get it on any other means. When we stayed with Lydia's son and family in Kona, there was a huge rainstorm that night, and we noticed many, many, many homeless people. And the next day, they were trying to dry their clothes and stuff on the guardrails and whatever place they could and all. And you know, that's what I told Lydia. If Lahaina had, or any other place near the ocean or wherever, has that many people like that, they need transportation now. They cannot run faster than the fire. So, some kind of provision needs to be made. And I guess one of the things that will happen as a result of this is that action for evacuations and stuff will be taken real early. Never mind if people get mad or the restaurants lose some business or whatever. You know, I think from now we'll have an example, so it'll be easier to do, and maybe people will heed it too. Kind of a bad way to have to happen, but you know, maybe that's how we will learn. And we were lucky, as I said, up here, because I'm really glad the fire people over here react quickly. And he sent a helicopter up right away, and it doused a fire that could have taken over a whole subdivision and maybe all the way up to us here at the top of the volcano. So, you know, it could easily happen anywhere. And what about tsunami, you know? So, I think it's a heads up for the whole state, maybe the whole country, to get one much more attuned to prepare or to react or whatever. So we try to, you know, some things cannot be helped. It's almost like act of God, they'll say. But anyway, I'm sorry all this happened, and I really feel and pray for all those affected negatively. 86J, 86EI, aloha.
Yeah, aloha, Glenn, and thank you for checking in. Nothing more from this side. You, Doug, K86U, 86J.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, not much more here, but I enjoyed hearing the different reports. So 73, everyone, over to Sam, W86GVN, K86U.
K86U, the net, W86GVN. Yeah, sorry, just ruffle feathers with the comment. I don't, you know, I'm just thinking of anything that could possibly have been done better, you know. I mean, it's hard to say at this point. It's also too soon. I don't know. I'm thinking of, like, other ways they could have, you know, things could be better, or I don't know. When I was in New Orleans, there was like a ferry that would take you across from the West Bank, and you know, you could fit like a couple hundred people on those things. And I don't know, when I moved here, you know, I was kind of surprised there's not like an inter-island ferry system or something that could also be used as a kind of disaster type relief thing if something like this were to happen. But I don't know. I don't know about the politics of all that. I don't want to get into it. Sorry for butchering your call sign last time, Clem. WH6GVN over to KH7HO.
WH6GVN, KH7HO, no problem, Sam. Okay, could hear everybody, Q5, S8 plus S9 plus on the signal report.